things. KPFA brings the listening public the other point of view.
There was a strong sense that this was the beginning of something that would spread across the country.
On Sunday, November 3rd, at the historic Hollywood Theater, KABU presents an exclusive benefit screening of the film KPFA On the Air.
This documentary tells the powerful story of the beginnings of listener-sponsored radio in the United States with the birth of Pacifica in Berkeley in 1949.
KPFA On the Air chronicles the origins of the free speech movement, the first stirrings of the student movements at Berkeley, and opposition to the Vietnam War in the early 1960s.
Eventually spawning a network of free-form, independent radio stations across the country, including KABU, which came on the air in 1968. So come join us at the Hollywood Theater, Northeast 41st and Sandy Boulevard, Sunday, November 3rd, at 7 in the evening.
Help keep community radio strong and thriving into the future.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, October 28th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. And it's your community radio because you make this happen. Your support that you so generously, this last full membership drive, you so generously devoted to this station makes us stronger than ever. All our voices raised together in resistance against a structure that has bent upon crushing us all into the very earth. Our voices raised together, what you made happen, has effected change that we may not even see in our lifetimes. Community radio like this is powering the voice of the people across the country, and very little else is these days. Okay, that said, a few headlines. Well, the West Coast shipping world could get a blast of change in the current if the giant Hanjin ships out. Students at PSU, I have some news for you. And Edward Snowden strikes again. The hits just keep on coming. Meanwhile, in occupied Palestine, the 21st century's apartheid 2.0 continues to reboot the Palestinians off their own land. Weather for today, mostly sunny, becoming blustery, highs around 55. Wow, the weather's got some change in store for us tonight. Clear skies, areas of frost. Yes, that's right, frost. And patchy fog after midnight. We're almost into that patchy freezing fog season again. Lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s, hard to believe, but that's it. Northeast winds 5 to 15 near the gorge could gust up to 25 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, bright skies, areas of frost and patchy fog. We should have highs around 55, not very high at all, actually, for Tuesday. And an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour near the gorge. Again, gusting up to 30 in the morning. And for tomorrow night, clouds moving in, lows around 35 to 40, except around 30 in outlying areas. That would be the gorge, of course, and light wind, finally. And the alternative forecast, here's some notes. We've got a last quarter leaf moon in Cancer. The moon is 23 days old. A synodic forecast that people say that there's not a good time to be sowing anything at all in the garden. And why bother? We just blow away on that wind. Don't forget, it is going to be cold. So if you have winter vegetables, winter crops outside, get some remay or some kind of crop cover over them. Moon in Cats, it's a winter, it's a water sign, and a good time to sow leaf vegetables, the sidereal advice. Moon in Leo, they say dry and barren, good time for garden maintenance. And of course, when isn't it a good time for garden maintenance? Well, strange tales today. Many people noted over the weekend that Lou Reed died. I thought I'd just mention that, a moment of if not silence, we'll slow down a bit for Lou. This from around Cascadia. At Portland State, students take an average of 6 years. 6 years to finish a four-year degree. Why? Well, because, of course, money. Again, taking that long to finish a degree in the end ends up costing students. It contributes, in fact, nearly 60% of students at Oregon Public Universities are graduating with an average debt of $24,000. Portland State University is going to do something about it. And there is an event today. It's a press conference, and you can show up. It's the issue has been around for a while. The cost of education, the value of education continues to rise, as do the questions as to whether or not the value of one's degree in whatever subject is really worth the cost in the end, and to begin life saddled with debt of that sort is a great way to crush dissent, if you think about it. People starting out in their 20s, knowing that they owe a tremendous amount of money, are going to hit the grindstone and hit it hard. And instead of being out in the streets, instead of doing creative, imaginative things, instead of traveling, people are going to be laboring under the shadow of all of this money that they owe. It changes the face of a whole generations. And it would seem that a change of such magnitude could not possibly be accidental. It's something we should support. We need to get out and support students, and we need to demand years ago that people look long and hard at the cost of an education and the value. And taking a broader look at Cascadia, as do, of course, those who make the rules that set students out on the road to life saddled with debt. The governors of Western states and British Columbia have cobbled together a partnership to collectively combat climate change and promote clean energy. Well, great, except that any time something seems too good to be true, it usually is. We have a governor right now who we elected, we believed in. He seemed to be the very epitome of the Oregon character. And yet, this same governor is still pushing a doomed bridge project. He seems to believe in limitless growth at the expense of the environment and be complete denial. And he continues to believe that a managed forest is not a tree farm. He continues to sell off and put together deals to sell our public lands, our public, only publicly owned forests, to private investors, to logging companies that lay waste to the landscape and ship the profits off. There's a brief flash in the pan. Numbers appear in the stock exchanges, and that's it. A whole forest, millions upon millions of years, gone. So the governorship of Oregon, certainly, is questionable, which calls to question any deal that is put together collectively to combat climate change and promote clean energy. Nonetheless, the governors of California, Oregon, Washington, and the premier of British Columbia today are announcing this. It's happening in San Francisco. And again, suspiciously, few specifics are available. There's not much that you can find about this deal. California Governor Jerry Brown's office says that the states and Canada will formally align climate policies to cut greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles and industrial sources. It's beginning to sound like the same model as a free trade agreement. The deal stems, of course, from the Pacific Coast Collaborative. That's the group meant to organize climate change and clean energy policies. It links together economies with a combined GDP of nearly $3 trillion. So here we go. If this doesn't sound like some type of trade agreement, only tacked on to climate change and the problems that that presents, I'll put in with you. I wouldn't surprise me at all to find that this is going to be an elaborately disguised, gigantic disaster capitalism project. That said, we'll have to wait and see what happens because, as I mentioned, there's not very much in the way of details that you can get your hands on. Now, again, almost on the same note, a major ship, Hanjin is a huge shipping company. You see their trucks all the time. Enormous blue trucks, says Hanjin. They are considering withdrawing from the port of Portland by January of next year, in a few months. That means that local exporters are going to have to figure out how to rig up a transportation system without the associated costs that Hanjin's withdrawal is going to slap down on their tables. They are going to need to figure out a way to transport their products overseas, including this includes, of course, processed foods and, wait for it, timber. Hanjin is a South Korean company, and they've decided not to carry containers out of Portland's Terminal 6 due to rising handling charges and what they refer to as longshore labor productivity, which they claim is sagging. Well, come on, guys. The longshoremen want to work. That's what they do. There's no question about the question of the sincerity of their intentions and the ability to put in the time. Longshoremen are definitely not the problem. The problem is that Hanjin and others like it are attempting to squeeze every last dime out of this region, and they're doing it at the expense of the actual workers who produce the wealth. Hanjin, nonetheless, averages about 1,600 containers a week, and they've handled 80% of the city's container business. They've handled 80% of the city's container business for the past few years. Josh Thomas is the port spokesman, and he says that they're continuing to try to negotiate to persuade Hanjin to stay. Hanjin says that it's going to continue consider resuming service, though January sounds coming up pretty soon. And their decision, they say, is going to be, and I'm going to quote here, based on changing circumstances. Well, that means, of course, the that longshoremen are going to be again asked to give up even more. If Hanjin leaves, Eastern Oregon exporters would have to pay more to truck containers to either Seattle or Tacoma, and that's going to cost them. Value-added agricultural products like processed potatoes and onions are shipped by container, and that's another huge chunk of business for the region. And with fewer carry containers out of Portland, businesses are increasingly turning to Puget Sound ports instead of barging down the Columbia River. They can't get under the bridge. They won't be able to get under the bridge anyway. And this is, of course, bad news for Puget Sound, which is already catastrophically polluted, something that the climate change people might want to consider. Puget Sound, lying between the United States and Canada, a significantly large body of water in the middle of the bioregion. And, okay, get this. I've got, the nation continues to struggle with its Affordable Care Act, still not seeing the light, and recognizing that single payer is obviously the only way to go. The reason this thing is such a mess is because of the insurance companies, no question about it. There has been virtual dead silence on that end of the issue. The dummy JavaScript file. Well, there is a dummy JavaScript file that's still live on the healthcare.gov website, which features, they're up on the website are characters from Star Wars and Transformers. The file includes Han Solo, Chewbacca Wookiee, Leia Organa, Optimus Smith, and Prime Smith. Well, of course, dummy JavaScript files are used for testing purposes. They're rarely released to a live website. How this one got loose is anyone's guess. The file also features coding to upload a permanent resident card for a Marvel comic book character, Scarlet Witch. There's more on that. And there's more on the NSA that we can talk about probably tomorrow when we can get our guest on today that we plan to have on today with Kevin Gostola. Sorry not to have him on the show this morning, but we're working on it. This is Bean Air Cascadia for Monday, October 28, 2013. Kathleen Stevenson engineered the show today. Kathleen, of course, is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Kathleen. I'm Chris Onberg. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and thanks for your generous support during our full membership drive.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Vagabond Opera's 7th annual Day of the Dead Bash, the Transylvanian Voodoo Ball. This concert and Day of the Dead celebration honoring the ancestors is coming up on November 1st, 8 p.m. at the Star Theater, 13 Northwest 6th Avenue in Portland. The neo-gypsy cabaret Vagabond Opera and the Russian gypsy punk band Chervona will play, along with many special guests. Bring mementos for the Day of the Dead altar to honor lost loved ones. There will be a costume contest with prizes. That's the Vagabond Opera's 7th annual Day of the Dead Bash, the Transylvanian Voodoo Ball, at the Star Theater on November 1st. More information can be found on the right-hand side of the KBOO.FM website.